As we continue to fly through shows as fast as humanly possible, the great feeling of finishing a show is only overshadowed by the dread that is the fact that we need to pick another show. It's not really too easy for us because the sea of options has become more and more vast and we just don't even know where to look. So today we're going to be just talking about the difficulties of picking your next anime, things that help us when we're doing it, along with a bunch of other stuff. If that's all right by you, stick around, would you? Welcome back to the I Married a Weeb podcast. It's your favorite anime podcast, starring the husband that's got a trading card game problem and a wife that's appeasing it for now. Hey, are you new here? Hi, my name's Tom. Been one of those anime enjoyers for some time, and in college I met a girl that said, hey, I kind of want to watch that stuff with you. Naturally, I married her, and now we've got a podcast where we talk about all the shows that we like to watch. As a matter of fact, she's right here. What's your name over there?
I'm Danielle.
Danielle, that's right. If you do end up liking what you're listening to, you should give us a rating and or a follow on whatever it is that you're listening to us on. If you got Instagram and want a weekly reminder of what each Monday's episode is, you should check us out. I Married a Weeb Pod on Instagram. Yeah, it's just another way to communicate with us. The main way to communicate with us would be Discord. You can find it through our profile on Instagram or the description of this year's episode. What are we doing there? The usual. We talk anime and manga with a bunch of internet friends and take feedback and sometimes do little watch parties. It's just a good time. It's a good time with good people. So if you're good people, come on in.
We only want good ones, though.
Only the good folks. That's only who
if
shows up.
If you're mean, stay away.
Well, or pop in, say something mean and leave like a coward. Ay, ay, ay. But if you're not new here, my gosh, thanks for coming around for another episode. We appreciate you so much. And look at you, just looking good over there. So it's good to see you. Anyways, today's episode, keeping it really chill. As we mentioned, I think it's all just stemming from the fact that we've got four more episodes to wrap up Mashoku Tensei. Been enjoying the show. We just didn't really have the time to finish it out. And then I started realizing, okay, cool. But then once we're done with it, what the heck do we got to watch? And then I keep forgetting that I hate having to pick what we want to watch.
Which was a perfect topic to discuss today.
Absolutely.
Because we are going to have to do that tomorrow, basically.
Very soon. Well, yeah. We got Zom 100 that's kind of in the chamber. We've been week by weeking Sign of Affection. So we're not in a bad spot. It's just, it's always tough, you know? It's just, back in the day, Toonami, you had four options, which was great. And it's like, well, what am I watching? You're watching what we give you is what we're, that was the 90s in general. You'll have and what I'm getting you, giving you, you know? Now there's just so much. There's a bunch of different streaming services. Actually, great news on streaming services. Heard through the grapevine, actually, on our Discord, Speak of the Devil. It kind of came up that High Dive, which was one of the, it's good streaming service because it's super cheap. We like it a lot, but let's face it, the interface was straight dog duty. The logo was garbage, just kind of brutal. Well, it turns out that it's gotten a facelift, so that's kind of great. Smurfarov is the one who was telling us about that. So big shout out to the homie. And we have to hop on there. I don't know what shows are High Dive only, so I'd have to see.
Well, we did watch Eminence and Shadow.
We did. Oh, so they must have changed it right after because that was pretty recent. Crazy. Which is actually a pretty good segue into, I know what will be on there. It's they've been the big ones on putting up Danmachi. Danmachi, this fall 2024 is when we're going to be getting season 5. I think we still have to watch season 4. We watched season 3, I think. Oh boy,
if
I'm not
Wine
sure.
Is in 3, then yes. I think so, because Fox Girl was 2, I believe.
We'll have to find out.
People
are
going to be like, no, that was season 1. I can't even remember.
Absolutely. So yeah, we got some more key visuals and stuff from that. Not too interesting. We got Belle looking like a butler. Hestia's got her tatas out again, and then I don't know who this cutie is, but she's just being cute.
Maybe she's from the season we didn't watch yet.
Perhaps. Quizás, as they would say in the movie Disturbia when they're in French class.
Oh.
Was it French class in that movie that they said that?
I'd have no idea.
Yeah,
I didn't
like
even
a deer
know
in
they...
the headlights. Huh?
I don't even remember. They say that in Disturbia?
Yeah, one of my favorite Shia LaBeouf flicks. I'm glad that we can go down this rabbit hole.
And just an overall great.
It's just a fun. I don't. There's something about it that's just fun to watch.
Like, what category of movie is that? Is it thriller? Comedy?
Yeah, I wouldn't say comedy. Well,
it's got some humor in it.
Shia was being pretty silly, wasn't he? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
But anyways, in that, no, I think they're in a language class, and one of his high school friends kept saying quizás because it sounded like kiss ass.
Oh. I was going to say, it has to be in the beginning of the movie because he's under house arrest for a majority of it, so he's not in school.
Yeah, true. Huh. Yeah, I think it is right in the beginning.
Yeah, okay, maybe.
They're just like, shut up, it's not anime. I'm going to be developing a Disturbia anime starring Shia LaBeouf. keep your heads on a swivel for that. Keep those peepers peeped. Some interesting extra news coming from the Gundam space and Gunpla, Danielle's favorite word to describe Gundam models. Why did we need a word? Can't we just call them Gundam models or damn models for short or something? Anyways, they're getting a new plastic model, partly made of recycled wood, and it's being said that it even has a wood scent to it. Look at this RX-78.
That's pretty dope.
I like the color. I like the look on that.
So you build it?
Yeah, it's like a normal kit. It's probably, I had seen with 3D printing, there's like wood-based filaments. So I'm wondering if it's just kind of like a recycled wood-based plastic mold injection.
Oh, I mean, I definitely like it. It looks very antique. Like if you, it's like a figure that you've had in a basement that kind of got that patina.
Yeah, or you're in a
patina,
smoker's
but not,
house.
But is not like... But not like the yellow nasty. It's like actually nice.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that though looks like it's got some. I don't know. Maybe that's just shadowing from the picture. I was going to say it looked like it had some airbrushing for some extra effects.
They always, whenever they're doing pictures, it's cheating.
Oh, yeah.
It's horse shit. But you know what? We'll allow them to do it because they keep putting out the kits. Huh.
And then I always judge that thing definitely looks panel lined because it doesn't look like dog shit.
That's right. Panel lining is king. Thank you, darling. I appreciate that. Last one. Let's bring back a good old fashioned meme. You're not going to believe it, folks. Nintendo has confirmed that there will be a new Super Mario animated film.
No.
April 3rd of 2026.
No. They're making another one.
Let's run it back, baby.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean?
Oh, no.
They've been asking. Okay, the film ended 2023 as the number two top earning film worldwide.
People be greedy out here.
I mean, Nintendo loves a little bit of money. That's why they sue everyone, I think. So, yeah.
Well, good. I didn't really enjoy the first one. I can't wait to not enjoy the second
one. If this podcast is still running in 2026, don't worry. We will be giving you the breakdown on all of the performance as it hits theaters. So that's great. And then obviously anime news that you can't get away from. We're sorry, because I'm sure you guys are, I don't think anyone's sick of hearing about it, but you physically cannot escape this because even like straight up normies are like, I cannot believe this. It's like, okay, yeah, I know. I get it.
Even girls on TikTok are commenting about their boyfriends.
You know.
Giving actually, them their time.
That was pretty
their
funny.
Their grieving time.
Yeah, a girl had a post that was like, girls, just let your boys have some time with this one. And it was just panned over to her boyfriend watching like anime, Dragon Ball clips of like in memory of. So yeah, beating around the bush. But you guys have heard about Akira Toriyama passed away from a subdermal hematoma at the age of 68. Insert gone too soon here, you know, but it was very nice. I guess he had a private funeral with his family. As you probably should, right? And then it was announced a week later on March 8th that he had passed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's hard to keep those things quiet.
Exactly right. According to sources close to Toriyama, he had planned to undergo surgery for a brain tumor in February 2024. And the outpouring of grief has been tangible, as mentioned. Obviously, we were somewhat goofing on it, but no, I mean, it makes sense. Dragon Ball and just... his creations in general have touched so many people. It's incredible. Like, aside from Dragon Ball, which actually is a great thing. You know, we always say at the beginning of the show, oh, I met a girl in college. She wanted to watch anime. It was Dragon Ball. That was mm-hmm. your first jump into it.
That was my first anime. Official. Like, official. I had seen things before, but very loosey-goosey.
Yeah, and actually, like, committed to watching the full series, went through all of them. So, yeah, no one should be a stranger to Dragon Ball. It's something that, like Pokemon, just transcended. If you're in your, like, my age bracket, in your 30s, and you had watched Toonami and stuff like that, it built you, okay? Me and the neighbor boy, Blake, sometimes to play, we would, obviously, we want to shoot energy beams out of our palms, who didn't want to, but we would just do Kamehamehas, run at each other, and then you would push each other's palms, and then whoever could knock the other person over won. To create little games from it. The memory of getting a PS2 on Christmas Day and finding out that I also got Dragon Ball Budokai, the fighting game. Oh my gosh. It's just chills. So the man will certainly be missed. Also, not even just staying in the manga and anime realm, huge character design inspiration and ended up contributing to a huge game as far as JRPGs are concerned. He was the character designer on such things as Chrono Trigger. And I think there was something else. Sorry, I wasn't like fully into his other stuff, but Dragon Quest, I believe he was, and supposedly was still working on Dragon Quest up until his passing. So, I mean, the guy's hard worker.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, very sad. Obviously, we're going to have to watch Dragon Ball in remembrance soon. I've been wanting to watch the show again, but
you know what? We've been seeing some clips online and it brings back some feelings.
It does. We probably won't do Dragon Ball again.
No. We started Z.
We ended Z.
That's it.
Even Super.
Super was the first bit of Super was good. I don't know if we haven't watched anything else that's come out. Wasn't there another season of Super?
I think
after
so,
that, like, universe tournament, whatever.
I don't know, Jiren and Ultra Instinct.
Mm-hmm.
Dadgum. Akira Toriyama just absolutely taking the power dynamics of Shonen and just squeezing the ever-loving shit out of it. The amount of transformations, oh my gosh, and nothing beat back in the day when you were, like, into it. And obviously the internet was still in its infancy stages, you know, you're getting on your dial-up or whatever, but I remember Googling, like, what would Super Saiyan 14 look like? And then there's drawings of, like, it looks like Super Saiyan 3, but his hair goes on for a mile, and he's also looking like Super Saiyan 4.
So it's, like, gone, but gold.
It was just chaos with the people were putting on the internet, but we loved it, because that's, like, what's after that, even? And then GT comes out with Super Saiyan 4, and you're like, oh, shit. I don't know about that one, but
mm-hmm.
Oh, so sad. And if anyone does want to rewatch and doesn't know where to stream it or just wants to now own it, we're always going to shout out this small company, Walmart.
Walmart's
got season 1 through 3 of Dragon Ball Z. Actually, 32? 1 through 3, then 4 through 6, then, you know, each 3-season package was $30.
Yeah, so you can get all of it for under 100, which is pretty damn good for anime,
which is great. That's normally DVD pricing, so that's good. Yeah, crazy.
I wonder if post his death, if those prices would go up or not. Because
that depends. I don't think.
Well,
so.
I guess it's not truly unless they like did a different special release. Then that might be a different price bracket.
Once Walmart gets their hands on it, they're getting so much volume. I don't think it'll be, but hey, I do know just based on Reese's Puffs and people clearing out stores because Goku was on a box.
I forgot to tell you, I saw that at our Meijer.
And you didn't buy the entire lot?
I should
have pushed people away.
I should have bought a box, but we really don't eat a lot of cereal anymore.
No, it's not about the cereal. Throw that out. Don't even eat it. Waste it. Just get the box with Goku on it. Like a normal person. Come on, Daniel. Oh, mercy. Wow. What was it on? Reese's Puffs?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm. Which we enjoy.
We do enjoy Reese's Puffs. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, when thinking of jumping into another show, I know what a great segue, just hitting a wall and going the other way. We obviously are going to use the telltale signs of what genres are going to... You can't sometimes go from shonen to shonen to shonen to shonen. You'll just give up on anime. You'll give up on anime for sure. Now, if you got to see Deku and then into more Deku, you're quitting it for sure. So we have... You'll normally have your bread and butter genres, ours being romance, of course. I do like to go between them. We did just recently do, because our last episode was Vinland, we went from Vinland into an isekai, which was nice because it kept kind of the same feel, but obviously isekais have a different fantasy to it, where Vinland was so realistic. So it was nice. I was thinking, and especially too, you don't want to go from a hyper serious show into like another one.
Yeah, you don't want to do
what we almost did back in the day that people were saying. Remember, we almost did
86 into Violet Evergarden.
That would have been brutal. That would have been brutal. A little bit of respite. Teeny bit.
Yeah. But I'm sorry. Oh, Vinland Saga.
Yeah.
It's like if we went from Vinland Saga to like something like season one of Attack on Titan. Actually, that'd be kind of dope.
That'd be a pretty decent one.
Because a season one of Attack on Titan is like, that's good.
Genre hopping is a must. I wonder what it would be like. And it can also kind of enhance or ruin things if you do too much juxtaposition. Imagine going from like Your Lie in April. Well, for me, you weren't really sad at that show, heathen. from that into like How to Raise a Mummy or something. And it's like, what the shit? I wouldn't even be able to pay attention to Raise a Mummy because I'd be like, this is literally about nothing. Which I'm starting to see that shift in me. I know anyone who's been listening to this podcast for a while, or if you had gone back through the catalog, I kind of like the podcast because I'm sure you can visibly see how our taste is changing and how it's ebbing and flowing, because there's certain episodes where like, do you need a show to have purpose? No. I am very much in a pocket of I'm really loving shows that speak more to just enjoying a good story, you know?
Yeah.
Even Mushoku Tensei is kind of like an introspective kind of a show. You know what I mean? Like just you're seeing and God, he's a scumbag, but like you're seeing him just try to be good and it's great. So I'm definitely liking dabbling in a little bit more of that.
Yeah.
The length of the show is huge around here as we're trying to, you know, punch through shows. We're like 12, 12, 12. Then Mushoku's 24. We're like, oh no, what are we going to do? Vinland was 24 as well, right?
Yeah, but we crushed that. Listen. Some nights it's easy to do 3 to 4 episodes, which was easy for Vinland.
Right.
And then sometimes, I don't know if it's just what our schedule is or our retention span watching it, but it's been hard to do more than 2 at a time with Mushoku. I don't know what it is.
First off, that was the most beautiful fusion dance of words.
What?
You said, I think you were trying to say attention span, but you said retention span. And I'm like, that kind of works. And I kind of like the mix. Because heaven knows at the end of that attention span comes the zero retention from me. So I like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're
what
right.
What can I say? I'm a bit of a word.
I'm a bit
linguist.
Of a scholar.
Oh, true. I went to art school. Got my degree at my feet right now. That's kind
where
of
where it belongs.
Wondering where I should put it. Funny thing is, it's like a kind of a meme. I just want to put it in the wall in the office. It's what you do when you have an office, put your degree up there. And it's like when people ask, oh, is that your degree? I'll be like, well, it was until the school vanished. Now it's just a piece of paper.
Now it's just a talking point.
Yeah, a real expensive one. What else contributes to like picking the next show? Let's see. Animation style is pretty huge.
Oh yeah. Sometimes I can't pinpoint. I'd have to really think about it, but there are shows that you've wanted to watch and I'm like, oh
yeah, it's
I better buckle up because I'm just so turned off by the animation. But what's that one that's the really chibi one that we tried to watch? It's not like chibi, but like the animation is very simple.
That comedy
one?
The two
girls on the thumbnail. I can't remember what it is. Oh.
Damn.
And you were like, oh, should we? So we watched one episode.
Was
and
it Nichijou or something?
Maybe. I can't remember. I'd have to look on our, it's saved on our Crunchyroll.
I'm almost certain it's Nichijou. Yes.
Oh, yes. It's
man. Nice.
And I can't.
I just know it's going to be funny.
That's the second thing you said that I hate. Funny.
Oh, that's true. This show's got nothing for you. I hate joy. Laughing? Get it out of my face. You know?
It just has to be a certain type of funny.
My favorite thing now is just obviously with both of our schedules, it is funny when it's like, we'll go through shows like, oh, well, what do you think about this one? I'll add it to our list. And then you go, you can watch that one by yourself. Yeah, when the hell is that going to happen?
Yeah, never.
We have not solo doloed an anime show since
pre-Fay.
Yeah.
When we've actually had our own time.
Yeah. Who needs time, though? What a joy. No. Oh, sweet pea. Oh, man. And then these time jumps. Because I'm like, why does she not want to go to bed? I'm like, oh, yeah. Because it feels like 8. So why the hell does she want to go to bed? Well, actually, no. 8 should feel... She just didn't want to go to bed. Too excited to sleep.
Too excited.
You remember, my family used to absolutely grill those commercials. I don't know if you remember in like early 2000s. I think it was talking about like Disney cruises or going out to Disneyland. And it's this mom's coming in. She goes, you guys are supposed to be sleeping. And this kid just goes, I'm too excited to sleep. So we just took that joke and ran it into the ground in our house. Like, you should be in bed. I'm like, too excited to sleep. This was at the ripe age of 28. I'm just kidding. I didn't do that. Could you imagine? Oh, funny. What else? What else contributes to factoring in?
I think recommendations is a big one for us.
Huge. And that's a great thing with our Discord. Another shout out to just continually shilling that. Get in there if you're not in there. I'm not going to say it again. You're lucky we like you. Now get in there. Did find out that... Backboned Pie, who I've been talking about, on the shout out. We've already had correspondence over Instagram. It's my homie. He's the homie that disc golfs I was telling you about.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to break my heart and say he finally joined and then he left.
I'll give it time. Discord. Give it time. Big shout. Could you imagine? So it's like, oh, hell yeah. So that's who it is. So glad he made it happen. Yeah, the recommendations is huge. I think it's also a slippery slope because depends who the recommendation's coming from, right?
Sure. And if we know if their taste in anime aligns with ours.
Exactly. Like I could give you some fire comedies and then I could recommend them to like, say, Danielle. And then suddenly, even though I'm giving her gold, she just stops thinking that I know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The problem with comedy is I live with a... fantastic jokester. So nothing just lays a hand when it comes to anime on the level of jokes I get to deal with on a day-to-day basis. So.
I appreciate the brown nosery. I do. Still not a good enough excuse. I need you to watch comedy with me, all right? And I'll tell you what, I do love that you say that because then there's times where I am trying to be funny and you're not having it. It's a husband's job, though. I'm supposed to, you know.
Yeah.
Gotta try. Some of them are. Sometimes we're funny. We're funny together.
We were in stitches earlier today.
Oh my gosh. When I was trying to read that book.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. You were.
I don't have dyslexia, but I was pretty close up there.
You
I'll
know
tell
what?
You
it's,
that much.
It's a golden book. It's the Velveteen Rabbit, you know, in golden book form. And when you get past a certain year in books, it's like they pull out the most interesting sentence formations.
I thought it was like reading fucking Robinson Crusoe again. Like, what are they even saying in this damn book? What year is it? Use English.
Well, I love that you were laughing and then I started to chuckle and then I couldn't stop. And then Faye started to laugh because we were just both dying. Yeah. I was like, this is funny.
My favorite part of you laughing now, especially when you're laying on your side, is that
I
get to just picture our daughter in your stomach just getting shaken to oblivion. She's probably like, stop it. That's why she's punching you so much.
Actually, you know what? After I stopped laughing, she was doing cartwheels. She was probably like, keep those she good times like, rolling.
I finally made it to Six Flags. Get it going. I am this tall. Let's have it. How big is she? As big as a gourd?
She's... Oh, I just looked at the thing. I can't remember. She was like a spaghetti squash the other week.
God, I would be so pissed if someone called me a spaghetti squash, but
I wanted to say 19 inches long, but that can't be right because Faye was 21 when she was born and I still have quite a bit to cook. So that can't be right.
Maybe she's a grower, you know?
I mean, maybe if you want to, your baby is as big as a cabbage. Oh, 14 and a half inches long and 2 pounds.
Nice. Cabbage.
Cabbage.
Who the hell knows how big a cabbage is? Not me.
And has anyone seen cabbages at the store? They vary.
Yeah, they vary quite a bit.
So
that app's a silly app, but everyone's got it, you know?
Yeah, true.
I saw that meme on Instagram of like a girl upset. And it's like when your husband doesn't ask you how big, what fruit your baby's at. That's funny. I said that's funny. I love it.
Jinx, you owe me a soda.
Nope. You don't have soda.
That's true.
Can't owe you. Can't owe you that. Actually, no, there's got to be. We got ginger ale over there somewhere. We've changed. We're old.
You know what is the most perplexing to me? I never really crave alcohol. I'm not like a huge drinker because I get so many headaches, but only when I'm pregnant.
Twisted tea.
Oh my gosh. Someone left that at our house after Tom's birthday and I was like, you dog.
You
can't even have it.
Well, I'm going to buy you a twisted tea once the little lady's born.
A mojito, a berry mojito, please. A twisted tea. And what's the other thing that I like? Oh, Angry Orchard.
Ooh, yum. Yeah. I need to still let you have a little taste of, what is it called? I almost said Woodford Reserve just because I like that whiskey.
Oh, it smells so good.
It does. Woodchuck.
Oh.
Woodchuck ciders. Dude.
I thought I had, maybe not.
You want to talk about the sweetest drink of all time?
Is it like
if
apple
you have
juice,
three
basically?
Of those, you're going to have gut rot. You get gut rot. If you have five of them, you're going to be just puking for sure. No doubt. Not from the being drunk, just
the
from
sugar.
It's insanity.
Yeah.
It tastes so good. But when I wasn't into beer, that was my drink, though. Like, yeah, I'll have one of those by a campfire. I'm like, look at me. I'm one of the boys drinking. So silly. Almost as silly as how much I spent on card games. I know we kind of dabbled on that earlier, but hey, I appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean,
I appreciate you.
Thanks. Yeah. It's just so funny because I don't really spend too much money. And when I do, it is definitely on card games. So I do know when Danielle sees, obviously she sees the snowball starting to roll at the top of the mountain. She's like, we should probably do something about this before it gets out of fucking hand. You know what I mean? And so, yeah.
That's actually, maybe that's why I was so, not TMI, but I did have a little bit of pregnancy hormone last night. So I did have a little crying session, but.
You're a little bit of attitude, but that's okay. It got resolved.
But yeah, maybe that's why I was so stressed.
He's already spent 100. Where can it go from here? Don't get me wrong. On cardboard, 100's a lot, but then card games? You have to understand your husband's, I'm doing my best. I'm being as frugal as possible. If I was still into Magic the Gathering, oh my gosh.
I get it.
Yeah.
And that was 100 taking out 8 cards, or was it 6 cards? That would have been an extra $100.
8 cards was good. Yeah, because for the deck that I won, we're talking Weishwars, by the way, anime card game, big shout out to Boar's Hat. It's a game, what do you call that? Local game shop, LGS.
LGS? Is that like an official?
I think so.
Acronym?
Or local card shop? I'm not really sure. It doesn't matter.
Oh,
but,
okay.
Super chill homie. I think he's got, you can buy stuff online from him, but he stocks Weishwars, which was huge for me. So pop in there occasionally and
you do the game nights. You're going to go
game
more.
Nights. Yeah, that'll be nice, which is why I was like, you know, let me buy some cards, but. And just like Magic, it's really, because for most of the cards for this deck that I'm building, it was like 50 cents a card. And you're like, okay, easy money. Then it jumps up to, it's 15 for each card, but you need 4 of them. And it's like, yeah, I don't know. That's $60 for 4 cards. I can't do it. So I left those cards out. I'll probably proxy it in or something. We'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
But it was fun. So yeah, I'm definitely getting a little bit more competitive on the Weish Wars. I've mentioned it in the past, but it's been like, I play with my good buddy Michael, and he wins a lot against me. And then kind of the tables have been turning. I've been winning a bit more. And I told him, like, isn't it kind of crazy that I've started, like, actually paying attention and it's showing? And he's like, yeah. Like, yeah, you probably liked when I was just trying to rush through games. But, gosh, yeah, if you guys aren't into a card game, please, for love of all that's holy. That's the card game right there. It's a tough one to get into, though.
Oh, because of finding it locally?
Yeah. Mm. Starting to be able to find it more. But anyways, about that anime stuff we were talking about. Clearly, you can also let... it's cool what you can find that then pushes you in the direction. It's not just about liking. You can like a voice actor. That helps. You can like, a studio. You can like a director who had done it. You can do something that comes from a mangaka, and maybe there's several animes being produced from it. You can find a niche pretty good. Going by studios, okay, but I don't know if that's the most consistent way to go jumping from show to show.
Like if you just like were on a map,
like if I was like, oh, Wit, I love this studio, let me watch everything they've ever made. It's like,
because there's that might be kind of cool.
That's true.
Because, you know, they usually have a range of genres in that studio, you know?
I guess that's the way everyone does Ghibli. You watch one Ghibli and it's just game over. You're going to watch them all.
Or Miyazaki.
Yeah. You want to hear something crazy?
Hmm.
Well, Ghibli is Miyazaki, but.
Oh.
Remember?
I'm doing.
Oh, Makoto Shinkai is what you meant.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
That other guy, you know.
Freudian. It's all good. No, actually, oddly enough, Michael was just showing me, I guess, his little sister had texted saying, oh, yeah, I finally, her boyfriend had them watch Spirited Away. I'm like, well, there we go. That's the easiest one to get someone into. She goes, hated it. I'm like, what the hell did she just say? Said, I hope she knows she just lost a brother. So that was, I couldn't even believe it. Spirited Away is great.
Wow.
Damn. Hey, different strokes, different folks. I get it.
It's not my favorite, but I wouldn't say I don't like it. I know it's your favorite.
It is my favorite.
Which one's my favorite? Is it Totoro?
Is it not Howl's?
I need to rewatch Howl's. I've only seen
that
it the one time.
That book ruined that man for you. Now that you know he's a womanizer.
The book was not good. It definitely took the cute splendor away from Howl from the movie. Yeah, I know. I would like to rewatch that. I wonder if Faye would find it interesting to watch because it is very colorful. Well, all of them are very colorful.
It's definitely a spectacle. I still think our best take from any of those Ghibli ones is the Ponyo.
Oh, laying some pipe.
Well, talking about that, but that was more so the just like the happy-go-lucky scenes happening up top. The movie's following them in this boat. How cute. And it's like, there's dead people under there. They are constantly sailing over dead people. And no one's talking about it.
Or
wake
are they?
Up, sheeple.
The only people that would have potentially been dead were under that bubble, the old people.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's okay, maybe everyone was fine. I don't know.
There was a point where didn't they see people like on a boat?
They saw dead people. Oh, no. They sixth sensed it for sure. No, yeah, they did see people on a boat. Maybe everyone was fine. Someone's over there. I tried.
Not
to
everyone
positive.
Was accounted for.
Some people didn't see the absolute monsoon that just came through. That water rose quick.
Yeah, that'd be really scary.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that's crazy. Makes you want to just like buy a little metal boat, put it in the garage, and it's like, God forbid, a massive flood takes over the United States. Like, at least we got a boat so we can die above water. You know what I mean?
No food, no water, but we'll survive for a little bit.
Well, we got water. It's really not good. I'm hoping it's a fresh water flood. I'm a bit of a glass half full kind of guy, you know? So crazy. Oh, my gosh. Oh, and speaking of last time, talking about Michael, he doesn't even listen to his podcast anymore. Hey, Michael, forget you, dude. He won't hear it. That's the great part. We were just at his sister and her boyfriend's house, and We were talking, they're going to Japan at the end of this month. Oh my gosh. I'm glad you're finally feeling it. Cause Daniel's been like, yeah, no, I definitely want to go sometimes. And I've just been like chomping at the bit. I'm like, damn, I would love to go to Japan. I'm like, this person's going, this person's going. My buddy at my work just went not long ago. I'm like, I keep having to hear about it and I love talking about it, but then it just gets me in a mood. You had an experience that we're talking at Nikki's about Japan. We get in the car. You're like, my God, I got to go to Japan again. Like, I know, right?
Oh yeah. I had a pit in my stomach, actually. Mm-hmm. It hurt so bad.
You know,
there's not many things I long for.
I want another. See that caricature over there? Japan 2019.
Yeah. We can go when the baby's born. You want to go next year?
Sure. Nah, let's make it even. I want it so that we have a Japan 2019 caricature and I want a Japan 2029 caricature.
Oh, we got to wait that long?
Yeah.
Ugh.
I know.
Nah, but we got to pay for both kids to have a seat.
Let's sell this house. Let's get out of here.
We'll buy the boat.
We'll buy the boat from Ponyo.
And we'll buy an RV.
Yeah.
Just in case. Turn the RV into a boat. We'll just buy a DuPontoon. Yeah, houseboat.
Yeah. Oh.
I don't know where that's being parked. My papa had one of those.
Loved going on that when I was a kid, I think.
That's actually probably not a good idea for me. I get motion sickness.
Oh, you'll get over it. Back in my day. It is one of those weird things where it's like, oh, you get motion sickness. Why do you get motion sickness on a boat? As if people expect, like, people were made to be on boats. Like, people weren't made to be on water. So that's a pretty okay reaction, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know why your stomach decides it needs to evacuate, but.
Yeah. At least I've never actually thrown up on a boat. I just feel like I have to, which actually.
What's worse?
I was just going to say, the feeling of feeling like you have to, or the feeling of throwing up and potentially feeling better. I don't know.
Me as a phobic? Let me see. too funny.
I was going to say, I know what your answer would be. Yeah, the feeling of needing to, but not is probably. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. We have just hit such a wide breadth of stuff. It's crazy.
Yeah.
First time ever, though. And I'm not saying that we were like being weird. Our house, you can hear upstairs pretty good, but we finally brought the monitor down so we can, like, the baby monitor, so we can actually properly hear Faye if she needs something. And we got serenaded by Hakuna Matata earlier. I think I heard some Thomas O'Malley from Aristocats.
Mm-hmm.
That girl, man, she's spoiling us.
Mm-hmm.
And she's getting spoiled. We went to Walmart today to get her Shrek. It all just ends up leading back to Roku really screwed us over. Roku on one of their loading screens or whatever the hell they are.
It's like a screensaver.
Yeah, it showed Puss in Boots next to Shrek. She goes, Puss in Boots, who's that? I'm like, oh, that's Shrek. She goes, we need Shrek. And me being I feel like I'm a pretty strict parent in some ways, but then also like we need to get her everything she needs forever and all the time and spoil the shit out of her. I was like, yeah, we'll get her Shrek. She might like that movie. Cause I said to her, I'm like, no, I don't think we can watch that. Shrek's scary, isn't he? She goes, no, he's lovely or like he's nice. I'm like, God, I love that about you. You're not skin level. You're looking right at their heart, Faye. What a good girl.
She does say other things are scary, though. I'm like, what? You like the wolf from Puss in Boots. What are you talking? This thing is not, it's like a teddy bear. And she's like, it's scary.
Well, I woke her up the other day and she said, Papa, I worry about the socioeconomical state of the United States of America and what we're doing today and how it affects the future. No, I'm just kidding. I hate the people on Instagram who say that. My four-year-old, they're commenting. My four-year-old said he's worried about the future of this country. It's like, your four-year-old was shitting his pants is what he was doing. He wasn't talking about the United States of America. It's great. Stupid. But no, so we ended up at Walmart. So I'm like, well, let's go look for like the 6-pack of Shrek movies. Didn't even know there was that many. Freaking four of them.
I think there's four.
And then there's the two Puss in Boots movies, but it's like a 6-pack or whatever. And don't get me wrong, $30 for that. Great deal. Problem is, I don't care about Shrek 3 and 4.
And Puss in Boots 1 does not look good. We watched a trailer. He definitely got a glow up.
In the one picture they show has Humpty Dumpty because he's like he's probably the villain in the first Puss in Boots. She goes, he's scary. I'm like, yeah, he is. I'm creeped out. I'm glad you are too.
He's got like bug eyes.
I'm glad we've got both have the right, survival techniques. I see that and I'm gone.
And we did our due research before we were going to buy it. We saw it.
Our due diligence.
Due diligence, yeah. We looked at it on Vudu.
Yeah.
Which we've said is not always accurate, but the Rotten Tomatoes score, audience and critic are pretty high for Shrek 1 and 2.
Yeah.
And then it just nosedives for 3 and 4. So it's like, do we really?
Do we need to do that? So, and she's quick as a whip, like all kids. So I'm like, we'll put it back. We'll just buy the first one on Vudu. It's $6. Let's just do that. We didn't even leave that section. She goes, yeah, where's Shrek at? I'm like, shit.
I said, it's actually already on the TV. I forgot.
Yeah, we actually took it from that case and put it onto our television. Gullible, these kids. She believed us.
Yeah, she was like, silly. Oh.
Yeah, I'm like, that's right.
Sweetie.
Except for she ends up going to school talking to kids. Yeah, my parents can just teleport things out of the television. Like, oh, God.
Well, technically, if you have the Vudu app, you can on your phone.
Are you getting commission from Vudu?
Pay me, bitch.
I know. No kidding. Like, Vudu, please. Scary, though. As we said, owning digitally. I own some on things on Vudu, but it's scary, too, because, you know, one solar flare from the sun and all the electronics die, and then this podcast is gone, and what are we going to talk about, you know? It's crazy. So 15th time's a charm. So we were at Walmart.
Yeah.
We're just checking prices on stuff. I saw the Dragon Ball thing, but ended up getting another card game.
Oh, that's where you're going with this. Yeah.
Universes.
My gosh.
Well, I'm getting there so I can say that, don't worry, it's not just us who's obsessed with Yu Yu Hakusho. Universes just had a set come out that's Yu Yu Hakusho, the Dark Tournament cards. And I went to a card night, and all the people were playing the Yu Yu Hakusho cards. So it's still hot, still dope. EA's still sick as hell.
Now, can you get a Yusuke, like, main character?
Yeah, you can get. In every booster pack, you're going to get a character.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. So this is the last bit of spending I'll allow you to do this month on card games. You're going to go to Boar's Hat and you're going to buy a whole box, and then we're going to rip some packs of Yu Yu Hakusho.
Dopamine rush. Then feeling down because we didn't get the cards we want.
Did not get a single Yusuke.
Honestly. Oh,
I wonder if they have Botan as a character.
They do.
Oh,
it's cute. A complete card games are gambling. I am 100% aware of that. And that's why, quite reformed, I've been good. I've been real good. The Magic days, I assume, if you're really into Magic, going back to that card game, I assume you deal drugs. Because there's no way. There's people building decks. I'm like, geez, Louise, couldn't do it. Well, I did at one point.
Yeah. We did do that at one point.
We did. God, the Commander games, they last like 3 hours.
I did love my deck, though.
Your deck was fun, throwing birds at people, pretty much.
Yeah, it was a green, white. Oh. And then I had bird tokens and get me to 300 birds, game over.
That's right.
It was very slippery slope.
Yeah.
They could see the escalation. They couldn't stop it.
Yeah, we just didn't want to stop it. Our sweet Princess Danielle, you're not like a normal card. When you have someone who's not into card games and you're getting them into card games, it's just what you do. You be nice to people.
You don't want to demoralize them too early.
Well, it's like disc golf. When I'm bringing people out for disc golfing, it's so funny because I can sling a disc now. Okay. I've gotten pretty good. And then people are with me. And I remember I had taken my sister. It was actually so sweet. I'm glad we got to go out and play that together. She had thrown it. She goes, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I'm just teaching. She goes, thank you so much. Like, it's embarrassing. I'm like, no. It's embarrassing how far I can throw it. It's actually more embarrassing to commit this much time to throwing a disc in a park.
Sure.
So it's,
I could see that
all within context. So it's like, if you're new at something, never be embarrassed. Most of the time, the person that's helping you get into it is just more.
It's
so
just a loser.
I was going to go sweeter than that, but I do like that. He's a loser joking. For sure, but is more ecstatic about you getting into said hobby that doesn't matter how bad you, they're not even paying attention how bad you're doing. They're more so just like, I can't believe they're doing this.
That almost makes me think about that thing we watched on Instagram, and it's like, would you rather trust a person who has a doctorate in X study versus what do they call the person, an avid,
like someone who's just obsessed with it or something, and does all their own research and stuff? It's like people who get hyper into their own, like, now that the internet's a thing, a degree used to be like, they've done what they needed to do. And it's still, obviously, they've done what they needed to do. But because of the internet, if someone is, like, into that stuff and just is like, eh, like, I don't know if you've seen people with the flight simulator rooms.
People not too much.
People build cockpits in their damn house, and they've got the hundreds of controls, and they're playing that game. Like, I'll trust that fucker to fly a plane for sure, 100%. Because there's racing simulators too, and I remember there was a video on YouTube of a guy who had won like the championship for like the drift. I don't know. It was like a video game tournament for it, and one of his prizes was to drive a drift car with one of the champions or whatever. So naturally, they get him in the car. They're like, okay. And he had, I don't know if he had ever driven like in real life, this type of a car. And so they get him in. They're like, well, let's just do a slow lap. And the guy's just telling him like, okay, now do this here, do this here. He goes, great, great, great. And he goes, all right, now just let it rip. This dude within just three passes was driving like an expert. And it's like, yeah, okay. These simulation games are actually pretty.
I've seen more of the car ones than the plane ones, but.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So if he was driving with like an actual professional, does the professionals, is it kind of like a driving school car where they can take control?
No.
Oh God.
No, it's just trust, blind trust. I mean, it was a pretty safe environment. They're just not like a tree.
They're not on, the, on those it's winding.
Not like Rally where he, yeah. It's not like Isle of Man where, you know, gosh, Isle of Man is terrifying. If you guys have not seen footage of those motorcycle races, please do. It's crazy. We do talk anime on this podcast, by the way. Sometimes
you're going to talk about our Walmart trip and you're not going to even mention what you didn't get from Initial D.
Oh, the Initial D mouse pad. That thing was sick. Oh my
gosh. It was dope. I was like, get that and the cards.
I know. Couldn't do it.
Oh my gosh. That thing was so cool. I should just go back and get it for me.
I mean, sure. You can go get it if you want. Why, no, might as well.
It's fine. Now, I don't have a desk anymore. I was evicted.
You could borrow mine. You could go buy it for you and put it right here by me. That works for me. You know? Oh, mercy. How's anime feeling for you? Like, obviously, we're talking through what, I guess, yeah, through what we talked about. Genre, the length of the show, the animation style, the themes within the show, online reviews, recommendations from friends, the studios, things like that. What's like, what pushes you into the next show? Like when we're flipping through, oh, potential watches, what fully like commits you to, you know what, that's the one?
Oh, that's such a good question. And it's very hard because I think I also think about what would be enjoyable for both of us to watch together. Like Salaryman Club, had that on my list.
I keep telling you we should watch it and then you just say, no, it's fine.
Because, like, I don't know. I'm always nervous that because a lot of the things I add to our watch list are things I've seen clips of on Instagram.
Sure.
It's like, okay, like, that looks like it's cute. But then I'm always worried that the payoff isn't going to be there. And then that's the time the gamble wasted. Of life. I know, but our time is so precious.
It doesn't matter. Worst case, it's a bad show. And then I get to be a jerk about it and act like I'm some type of an expert on anime. I've not created one anime, by the way. That's my favorite thing about the internet. I think this show's booty hole, and I think the animation looks like shit. Oh, yeah, what do you do for work? I'm at Jewel. I do the bagging. It's like, okay, well, then shut up, dude. You can say if it's entertaining or not, but shut up about everything else, you know? And that's coming from me, someone who complains all the time. So I didn't say I wasn't a hypocrite. I'm just saying we're all hypocrites. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, for... I don't know. Like, I'm very much face value. I'm like willing to trust a show. Like the Nichijou one, I've seen one clip from it. I'm like, I trust that that's maybe a little funny. Zom 100, that was just purely through hearing about it in our Discord. We got some really good dudes and gals in the Discord who occasionally just do write ups. They'll be like, hey, just so you guys know, here's where I'm at. This is what I'm rating this current season. Ghost is really good at that. So it's really nice.
Well, he's really good at like when the new season, like fall, winter, spring, summer, like he'll watch many shows from that said season. And I mean, obviously not all of them, but I was surprised the one time I did read through, there was like 12 shows or something on there. I was like, you do you, boy.
Yeah, no, it's great to get a, for lack of a better term, is I'd call the list a bitchin' or ditchin' list. You know what I mean? And I fully trust when someone says not worth your time. I'm like, I am not even going to look into that. I'm just going to blindly trust you. And it's been working great thus far. Mashoku was a good one. I'm glad. Well, not was.
I had my reservations at the start, but it slowly, you know, as we've said previously, you know, your opinions format over. I mean, hopefully we're not becoming more of a pervert, but
no,
that's why.
And that is the biggest annoyance with the show, as I think we had said last episode, is the perverse stuff. I'm pretty much over it in anime, and I understand that it's part of anime, but it's like, that's the one thing that's getting really old really quick. Like Mob Psycho, one of my favorite shows of all time, didn't need any of that. It's generally never really needed. Here in Mashoku, what I will say is some of the perverse stuff is more so just to really dig deep and show this guy is a scumbag, so that when sweet moments are happening, it is genuinely emotional in this show. It's pretty great.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get more into that next week if you guys stick around, because we're going to be talking about Mashoku season one next Monday. Any recommendations, obviously, as always, just hit us up wherever. Comments on Instagram, in the Discord, telepathy, whatever you want to choose. Telepathy. Yeah, go for it. I don't care. Do what you want to do.
Just no voodoo dolls, please.
Yeah, no voodoo dolls. I don't have any hair to give. It doesn't matter. What are they going to do?
Oh, you need. Oh, I guess you do need a. Is that how voodoo
dolls
work? I am
Italian,
though.
They can use my shoulder hair at this point. Can you believe that shit? My hair is like giving out up top, and it's like, time to start growing out of his shoulders, boys. Are you kidding me? Let's grow down his neck past his Adam's apple. Why? Go up on my head. Yes.
So I wonder if like people get plugs. Where do they take the plugs from?
The like back of their head, bottom. They'll pull them out. And, put them, and you know what? It's so funny.
Just moving them around.
Yeah. And I've listen, I am not an appearance guy. I've never thought. I don't know. I've never thought the need of like, I really need my hair to look good so folks will like me. I'm not like, look how great of a guy I am. But like, on top of that, you hear things about the plug thing, and it's like, that is way too much effort for these poor men. Good on them if like that makes them feel better, great. But I think it's like, you got to get the plugs, and then they put them in, and then you have to take medication too. Mm. It's not just like, you pop it there and it grows. You got to be on meds. And it's like, nah, I'm all right. I'm
you
okay.
Do have a nice shaped head for.
Thanks.
A shaved head.
If I didn't, I don't know what I would have done.
A goatee, or what's it called? Toupee.
There we go. I was going to say a goatee, you say. Is that distracting enough? Yeah. What else? Anything else interesting from this week? Your sister hit a raccoon with her car. That happened.
Yeah.
Called you bawling your eyes out.
Yeah. I was expecting her to hit something other than a raccoon.
Anything else
that made her cry and say she was going to hell. I'm like,
don't get me wrong. The little burglars are very cute, but
yeah, especially how they wash all their food. But
yeah,
you know,
a car can't be more ominous. Headlights, loud engines. These animals can't be helped. I don't know what's going on. I know that doesn't seem like an empathy thing, but
listen, I've hit a skunk. Okay. I have no empathy for anyone else unless you've hit a deer. Okay. Because my car stunk for like a month.
I didn't hit an alive skunk, but I was in a country road and there was one dead in the road.
Oh no.
And I just got around it, but enough of its juice got on my wheel well. It stunk like ass.
Yeah. Not good.
Man. Crazy. Also hit a toad. It jumped up. I'm like, don't jump. And it jumped right up, hit my windshield, gone. It's crazy.
Yeah.
The description of this episode is going to be lovely. Today we talk about, and you can even put hitting animals. That's brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a weird high school reunion this weekend.
Oh, we're just letting this go.
What do you mean, just letting it go?
No, I'm like, I feel like we've been sitting here forever.
Oh, we have.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we should let them go. Last story, then. That's fine.
Last story. I got nothing else to
add. It's been like a sporting event. They've all been halfway through this game. They were gone. They started standing up. I was like, what's going on? Is game over? No, we're just done with this game. No, and actually, I say a high school reunion, but I literally hadn't talked to this kid since middle school. So we're talking like good bordering 20 years. I haven't talked. For some reason, I'm pretty damn good with faces and voices.
You are.
I'm at a different game shop in Bartlett, Illinois. And we're in Illinois, by the way, if you have noticed from our complaining and our talk of deep dish pizza, anyone who's not in the know. But I was in Bartlett at a game store buying more cards for my addiction. I was scratching my neck at the same time like an absolute addict. It's a half antique store. It's a really weird store, but you know, I'm just hanging out, getting ready to buy these cards. And then someone comes in and they're like, oh, hey, Mike, like talking to the owner. I'm like, why is it all I needed was, oh, hey, Mike. I'm like, I know this person's voice, but it's like, I haven't heard this voice in a long time. And I'm like, yeah, that means probably it's someone you don't know, Tom. No, I turned, I looked him right in the face. I'm like, he probably thought I looked at it like I was looking at him like I was pissed because I got an RBF sometimes, especially when I'm driving. People are probably like, this guy's angry. Why is he so angry? It's like, no, I'm just driving. And then they piss me off and then I'm real angry, right? So I look at him like, this is going to be weird. Did you go to this school? He goes, yeah. I go, I went to that school. I go, I know you for sure. What year did you graduate? I'm like, 09. He's like, yeah, 09. You were in my grade. I'm like, okay, sick. Sure enough. Yeah. I was like, okay. So your name's Adam. He's like, yeah. And then I told him my last name. He's like, holy shit, dude. And then, yeah. So we just reconvened.
Better than my reconnecting high school person story.
Which one's yours?
Not a good one.
You don't want to share it? Is it
too? I mean, I don't know if it's too. It's one after we had Faye in the hospital.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I think that one's nice.
Yeah. No, it is. One but the situation but I was in when
details,
she.
Don't go into details, weirdo. Just say, yeah. You know, we had just had Faye.
Yeah.
And it was very sweet, actually. You had thought it was someone like, oh, that's kind of weird to say. And then I'm sitting here saying, I said almost the same thing. I'm like, I know this guy's voice. You have overnight nurses when you're having a kiddo.
Yes.
And they come in and bother the shit out of you all night.
It can be a little bothersome, I will admit. They come like every hour and it's like, I'm trying to sleep, dog.
My favorite is the, hi, mama. Yeah. Hey, mama.
Oh, hi, baby.
I love the, okay, get some sleep. 10 minutes later, hey, mama. You just told me to get sleep. What do you want from us?
No, anyways. But they do check on you to make sure that your blood pressure is fine and your baby's fine and everything else is fine.
And what you had some hesitance in saying is they do have to ask you, escort you to the bathroom.
Yes.
The first couple times or whatever. But anyways.
Yeah. So this night nurse, my first night nurse, she was like, did you go to such and such high school? I said, yeah. Were you in band? I said, yes. And this girl, I was a grade or two younger than me and in a different section. She wasn't in my flute section.
Oh,
shout out the flute section.
Shout out the flute section for sure.
But yeah, so she was like, oh, I recognize you because of your voice. And I obviously, this was 2021, so people were still wearing masks. So I could barely see her face. And then that makes me feel so bad because I'm a terrible names and faces person. Mm. To this day, I'd have to look at a yearbook. Like you where I can't hear a voice and know who that person is. Even if they were one of my really good friends, I might maybe 50-50 get their first name right. But
yeah, admittedly, know. For this reconnection, I did have to, I called my mom like, hey, do you remember this kid? I'm like, I don't remember. She has the yearbooks unlocked. So she ended up sending me a text later on. I knew his first name. I didn't know his last name.
So trust, but verify.
Trust, but well, no, I mean, I was just now more so like, what the hell was his last name?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was pretty good week. Good stuff going on. And we appreciate, obviously, you guys letting us, but being chill with the cool episode. Every time we put out like a chill episode like this and I, you know, surveying the homies, I'm like, was this any good? And they're like, yeah, no, it's fine. I'm like, okay, good. That's fine. Because this helps. We could stress about Michelle Gutense for sure, but not trying to. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's it. A bag of chippies. We appreciate you. And if you've made it to this point, my gosh, you must be a great friend of the show. We don't deserve you, but here you are anyways. Thanks for telling all your friends about us if they watch anime, or even if they don't. Who knows? Maybe they'll get a kick out of Nothing. I don't know. Spread the word. Thanks. Thanks for doing that. holler at us however you choose. And hope you guys have a great start to the week. Got to say, bit of a massive fan of you. And I hope that you're somewhat a fan of us. We'll catch you on the flip side, my friends. Daniel, anything too? That's just the shake of the head. You got it. We'll send them out with a goodbye, would you?
Bye, guys.